A center where new drugs and experimental medical treatments will be tested on patients is being built in Western Massachusetts. With almost $4 million in funds from the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center, Bay State Medical Center plans to build a clinical trials unit and research pharmacy in Springfield. Bay State Health CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac said the new center will make innovations in medicine available to people who have exhausted other treatments.
This is about hope. I think when I was a young doctor taking care of AIDS patients, I was involved in clinical trials of some of the early AIDS drugs, and that was what it was all about, giving people a chance to escape a sure death sentence.
The new clinical trials unit will be constructed in an existing building on Bay State's sprawling campus in Springfield's North End. A satellite unit is planned at Bay State Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield. Clinical trials are typically the last step before a new drug or medical device is approved by government regulators for wider use. Having a clinical trials unit in Western Massachusetts means patients will no longer have to travel out of the region to hospitals in Boston or elsewhere for experimental treatments. It will also bring research jobs to the local economy, according to Dr. Peter Friedman, Chief Research Officer at Bay State.
We're hoping we'll be able to create about 60 jobs over 3 to 5 years within this institution writ large. Again, those will be regulatory jobs, clinical research management, and research assistant type jobs.
He said there will be collaboration with community colleges in the region to help develop a workforce in the area of clinical research. Bay State is among 11 hospitals and other institutions awarded a total of $31 million in grants from the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center for capital projects. There were 45 applications. Travis McCready, president of the quasi-state agency, said there are scientific reasons to have a place to conduct clinical trials in Western Massachusetts, where the population is both urban and rural. There is the added benefit of trying to expand the state's thriving biotechnology sector to areas beyond Greater Boston.
It was actually the scientific enterprise that was most compelling first, and then the economic and regional aspects that frankly were the icing on the cake.
Members of the region's legislative delegation heralded the funding announcement, with Democratic State Senator James Welsh of West Springfield calling it a significant investment in Western Massachusetts.
This is a great example of bringing state resources back. When you're talking about, you know, $35, $40 million across the state, and $4 million of it's coming right here to Springfield, I think it's a good example of us being able to make our case that, hey, Springfield's here. We're ready, willing, and able to participate in this type of industry.
Hoping to grab a foothold in the then burgeoning life sciences industry, the Massachusetts legislature in 2008 passed a $1 billion bond bill. The bond was reauthorized in 2018 for another decade. With 300,000 jobs, Massachusetts is now second only to California when it comes to employment in the life sciences fields. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.